Hi, I'm Jane Austere, and this is Doing It by the Book. This podcast is going to contain some pretty explicit content. If you're under 18, you'd better stop listening and go ask your parents. Hi, this is Jane. This is episode 52, and I am recording on Sunday, March 15th, 2015, and I have some news for all of you listeners. As you may have noticed, in the last couple of weeks, I have not been posting new episodes on iTunes and for the podcast in general. On the one hand, I did finish Nora Roberts' Born in Fire, and the verdict is definitely underwhelming. I don't have much else to say about it than that. If you want to know more, you can look it up yourself. Read a few chapters. It's not that worth it. In several attempts to revamp the show, I have contacted authors and people who write for several book blogs across the internet and have realized something recently about my work here on Doing It by the Book. For some time, as you may have guessed, our producer, her mother was diagnosed with cancer, and it has definitely taken its toll on the show as well as on our lives. So, in order to refocus our vision and our priorities, we will be putting Doing It by the Book on permanent hiatus until further notice. That does not mean that the site is going down, that the podcast is going down. It just means that it will be stalled until we can find a time to produce it again. In recent conversations with a few different book bloggers and friends, I've realized that if you're reading a book that you don't like, you don't need to finish it. And that's something I've realized that I've been doing with this podcast. I've come to the conclusion that while I did enjoy doing it by the book, producing it, and hosting it for quite some time, I have lost interest in doing the show and my drive and motivation. It seems the best possible path for me at this time would be to stop, to move on, to find new things, to refocus my vision and my talents in other places. I do hope that many of you have listened to the show and gleaned something from our discussions, if not just laughter and new reading experiences. And I hope that you understand where I am coming from as a host and a producer of the show and an active participant in the discussions, that this is the best choice for me as well as for the people behind Doing It by the Book. I appreciate everyone listening and taking the time to comment where you can, send me messages when you can, and just having a good time with us. Doing It by the Book was a great experience for me, and I really enjoyed doing it when it first started. It was definitely a dream of mine to do, and I'm glad that I did it. I read a book that I probably would never have read if I hadn't done this podcast. And I met people that I probably never would have met or talked to if I hadn't started this podcast. So it's been a real pleasure doing it by the book. So that's it for this podcast. Sorry I had to bring you such sad news, but I hope that some of you listen and understand. I appreciate any comments and words of support that come my way. And thank you all for listening. Bye-bye. The end of the show. Wow. Didn't get to read another Danielle Steele. Or Beverly Jenkins. Or Jude Devereaux. Or any of the other romance authors that I thought I was going to read. Oh, I'll read them again. There'll be a blog, for sure. I'll put up on a blog. I can write in my spare time, right? Yeah, I'll write some posts, some blogs, or whatever, really. Romance novels.